This weekend, 100 million people are expected to gather around their televisions to watch the Super Bowl. And in the weeks building up to the game, much of the chatter has been about the plays between the plays, the ads. One ad in particular will feature Tim Tebow, a Heisman Trophy winner and a quarterback from the University of Florida. This is an issue ad for Focus on the Family, an anti-abortion group. For a little pregame analysis, we're joined by James Othmer. He's a former ad man and the author of the book Adland, which was published last year. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is not the first issue ad. There have been anti-smoking ads, anti-drug ads run during the Super Bowl. But this one seems more controversial. I guess what I'm wondering is whether this is an appropriate audience for this message.
Well, Focus on the Family has already won the PR debate because it's the most talked about ad in the Super Bowl. Even if they were to be banned at the last minute, they'd still have gotten their money's worth tenfold because it's talked about, it's discussed, it's blogged. CBS changed their policy towards accepting advocacy ads last year, and this is really one of the first tests on that policy.
There do seem to be some limits, though, as to how far out there CBS wants to get.
There's a question regarding another company called ManCrunch.com, which is a gay dating service. They submitted an ad, and it was declined by CBS, and there's some contention as to the circumstances surrounding the decline. CBS at first was said to have said they were sold out. Then there was a question about ManCrunch's ability to have the money for the 30-second spot. Then it became an issue of standards and practices. So it became quite controversial because ManCrunch is not acceptable, and Focus on the Family with what appears to be a flat-out anti-abortion ad is acceptable.
One advertiser that is not in this year's lineup is Pepsi. For the first time in 23 years, the company will not advertise its sodas during the game, although there are some other PepsiCo brands which will run ads, like Doritos. The soda company won't. Why not?
Well, it's really quite a clever play on Pepsi's part. They're the first major brand to say, we're not going to be a part of this. We're going to commit more than $20 million to social media. Their absence is a topic of concern. Is social media the new wave?
So do you think Super Bowl ads still matter? Do you think the price is going to come down?
I don't believe so. The prices have held. $2.4 to $2.8 million for 30 seconds, approximately $90,000 a second for your ad, is a lot of money to spend, but you're getting 100 million viewers. Now you're also able to build an entire marketing program around your Super Bowl. It's not just the 30 seconds that you're on the air. It's months leading up to it.
Now, in 1984, Ridley Scott directed an ad for Apple that has become iconic.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh.
So, James Othmer, have you seen or heard of anything that could have the kind of impact that that ad did?
I think that was a perfect storm because it happened to be 1984, obviously, and it was heralding the onset of a new aspect of our culture, the personal computer generation. It only ran once. It made it almost J.D. Salinger-like. I don't see any ad coming forward that's going to have that kind of resonance and that kind of memorability. And every time I ever worked on a Super Bowl campaign where there was a chance of having a spot in the big game, everyone would reference 1984 to the point where we're all sick of it. But they aspire to it. I think the commercials are incredibly entertaining. One aspect of the advocacy aspect is these ads don't tend to be as entertaining. And if the Super Bowl becomes a platform for controversial advocacy-based ads, I think the entertainment value will go down.
We'll all go get a beer.
We'll all go get a beer. Viewers will tune out. And then networks may rethink their policies once again.
James Othmer is the author of Adland. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much.